Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, my name is Rhianna Leo Jameson. I'm calling from the Northeast Millerton Library.
Hi, and I'm Margaret Hask. I'm with the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
And we're here to talk about summer reading.
Right.
So I don't know if you... I know we do our summer reading programs very differently.
Right. So we have experimented with a lot of different summer reading programs, and we wound up really not doing them anymore because our big readers are all over the library all summer. They're here. And it didn't seem to really encourage the more reluctant readers to come in. And even when we offered, you know, like an, we offered usually an ice cream party, you know, at the end of the summer for everybody who read. And we had even our big readers didn't really come to that. It just didn't seem to really stir things up for kids around here. So we kind of abandoned. We have other programs, but we're not doing a summer reading program. What about you?
We are doing the summer reading program, but we have kind of, Millerton has become kind of a second home vacation spot. And so we find that we have waves of people. So we tend to do summer reading program themed waves in weeks.
That's a thought.
Yeah, and because the 4th of July now falls, this year falls on a Saturday, our summer reading program has become quite long. To compensate for it. But ours runs this year from the last Saturday in June all the way into August.
Wow, and that is long.
Yeah, it's a very long one. And we have raffles and different things. And I believe every 2 weeks there's going to be a new raffle drawing for prizes that from all the tickets that you earn from doing various things. And that way, because we found that sometimes by the time we actually pull the raffle at the end, some of the kids have already gone home.
right.
Yeah. They're local for the summer, but, you know, when school's back in session or, you know, when it comes to August and everyone's taking a longer vacation, they're no longer in the area as much. So this is our way to, you know, engage our local kids and engage the kids that are local for the summer.
Yeah, that sounds like a brilliant response to, you know, changes in your patrons. Fantastic.
Yeah, and I don't know if you do anything for adults?
No, we don't. This year we're doing a lot of, the whole town is doing a lot of the, you know, the celebration of the American Revolutions. And so there are some book groups and things happening with that. But the Historical Society has really taken a lot of the lead on that, and we're just kind of doing a couple of things ourselves, but nothing. Nothing that unusual.
Yeah, we do a very laid-back adult summer reading program where we just, you know, if they check out a book or an item and they or write a review, they get a ticket and they get entered into an adult raffle. That kind of thing.
Nice.
It's very easygoing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we find the same thing that with the Millerton's 175th and the 250. There's a lot of things going on this summer in our community.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. Everybody's doing stuff. We have the big thing that we do for kids is the 2 weeks of summer camp in the summer, and we're doing that in July this year, second week of July and the last week of July. And that's it's a real gift to the community. So the summer camp runs from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday for those 2 weeks, and it's very enriched. We have all kinds of programs, specialty people coming in, Science Center coming in, you know, local experts on things, lots of crafts, lots of reading. It's a very, very active camp. It's a very nice camp, and it's only $100 per child for the whole week. So it's really the library's attempt to give 2 weeks of a really affordable daycare to the to the community. And in addition to just it being so inexpensive, we also have a patron who will pick up the cost for any family who really feels like they can't manage it. So
that's lovely.
It's a wonderful program for the kids. And some of the programs are open to the public as well. So you don't have to be enrolled in the camp. You could just bring the kids in for a particular program. We have one where I think we're having like a huge inflatable whale you walk through, or, you know, we do a lot of great things. I think that one's open to the public, and I think there are a couple others like that that people can come on their own if they want to.
I'm very curious about the inflatable whale.
I'll send you information about that. Yeah.
For us, you know, our summer for July, our summer programs, you know, July is just kind of in the thick of it. But we have every other Saturday, with the exception of, you know, Independence Day, we have a big event, and we're partnering with the movie house this year, which is exciting.
Oh, fantastic.
They're going to do a free family film on August 1st. Yeah.
Wow, so that's very nice.
Yeah, they're lovely people, and they're very generous to us. So we're happy that we get to work with them on this. And we're bringing back our escape room, which is exciting.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So last year was the first year that we did an escape room, so this is the second year. And summer reading program theme that we're working with is Unearth a Story. So the escape room is the archaeologist. Oh, goodness me. Archaeologist. There we go. Archaeologist secret. And it's so exciting and so clever that I can't talk about it too much.
But when is it? How would somebody learn about it?
All you have to do is head to our website. It's going to be Fridays and Saturdays at 3, but if for some reason you can't make it during those times, all you have to do is reach out to Naomi at youthservices@nemillertonlibrary.org, and she can usually work out something so you can participate. And it's good for groups like 3 to 6, and it's fun because, you know, some of the puzzles are appropriate for younger kids, and some of them are slightly older, so you're going to be engaging every member of the family, which is kind of nice.
Sounds fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
We also do a used book sale over the summer, and that's happening Memorial Day weekend. We have so many books. The whole sale is inside this year. We're not trying to do any part of it outside. So it'll be very comfortable. And we do have a ton of books, and it's May 23rd is the first day of it. Let me just check that. And from 10 to 2. And then that Sunday, the 24th, it's from 11 to 2. And then Monday, actually Memorial Day, it's 10 to 2. And that's $5 for a bag of books. You can send your kids with a $5 bill and a bag, and they can, you know, they can fill up their bag of books. So we're looking forward to that. And then at the end of the summer, we have our Labor Day art sale, which is kind of a unique thing we do here in Cornwall. We've done it several years now, and it's really become popular, where people donate artwork to us, not their own work, but work they have in their house that they're not hanging any longer, or, you know, for whatever reason, it's just not working in their house anymore. They donate it to us. And then we have a big show of all this artwork and sell it. So all the proceeds go to the library. It's a wonderful fundraiser. And it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, and it keeps changing constantly. As people buy things and take it away, we put new things up. So it's really worth, you know, coming back a couple of times. And that's on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that's exciting. We to have our book sale Memorial Day weekend. I feel like Memorial Day weekend is going to be a great day for book lovers.
Yeah,
just drive around.
And indoors or outdoors, how do you manage it?
We do it indoors. We have a dedicated room that will be open from Memorial Day to Labor Day, from every Saturday from 10 to 1. But for the kickoff, we're expanding it to our auditorium, which is right adjacent to the book sale room. And because we, too, have way too many books this year.
Right, yes.
So we're calling that the last chance room. Like, there's no guarantee that room will, all those items in there will be here the next time you come in.
Right, yes.
So come and give them now.
Fantastic. And then do you have anything else coming up this month or anything else?
Yeah, this year is the 175th anniversary of the founding of Millerton. So our historical society is doing lots of things around that and 250th. So we're kind of we're hoping to host more talks that are about what was around Millerton before Millerton was here, And so the first one in that is going to be A Lawless Land, A History of Boston Corners.
Wow.
Yeah, where I don't know if you're familiar with Boston Corners, but it's just north of, it's basically on the border of the town northeast and the town of Ankrum. Mm-hmm. It's split between the two. And what makes that special is that it used to be a part of Massachusetts, and then they seceded, and then they weren't a part of any state.
Oh, so they were lawless.
They were lawless.
Wow.
So we have three historians that are going to have a roundtable discussion talking about the history of this land, which I'm very excited because they all have their area of expertise. We're going to have a historian, Jim Mackin, authors Dan Haas and Rich Rosenwick. So it should be a wonderful time, and that's going to be on June 6th, 3 o'clock. We're encouraging people to RSVP through our calendar or over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The last time, maybe about 8 to 10 years ago, we had a similar talk, and we had to turn people away because we ran out of room.
So oh, boy.
Make sure you reserve your seat.
Right.
Yeah.
Another big event we have coming up is our Books and Blooms, our garden tour. We'll have a talk on June 19th at the Cornwall Town Hall, and then a reception afterwards. And then on Saturday, we have a tour of four gardens in Cornwall. I think three of them have never been on a garden tour before. I think I'm right about that. I'm sure two of them have never been. So it's a unique opportunity to see a private garden. You know, it's usually a beautiful event. And so that's the weekend of the 19th and the 20th. That's a big fundraiser for us.
Oh,
and then we have our usuals. We have some art shows and some author talks. And, you know, we have a lot going on all summer long in Cornwall.
I know, it always surprises me how much all the libraries are able to pull together for the summer. It's all of a sudden everything just grows exponentially.
Right. And some of these events get very, very popular. You know, the Books and Blooms and the Labor Day Art Sale they become, you know, major efforts for us. And they started off, you know, a little more modestly than that. But we're very, very happy to have them.
I just want to put one more plug in there for our next concert in June 20th with our local favorites, Roger and Lenny at 7 p.m. If you don't know Roger and Lenny, you should come and join them. They're wonderful. They have some of their own music, but they do a lot of covers, and they're one of our favorite local bands that we have come play every year. Some people might know Lenny because he's also known as Chef Lenny because he used to be the chef over at our local daycare.
Oh, wow.
The younger kid contingent has gone up in their concerts because he's very well known in the little kid community.
Well, we have a lot of stuff going on, and really it's best to come to our website, cornwalllibrary.org, and have a look there, and you can see everything that's coming up and get details on things. And we do require registration for a lot of things, not for everything, but for a lot of things. So it's really worth checking out the website and seeing if you have to register, because we often fill up and have to turn people away, just as you did for, you know, the talk you were talking about.
No, that's never a good feeling. So, you know, make sure to visit the website and register.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.